100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We're still hanging out in Nashville. They haven't kicked us out yet. Last day at Charlotte McCoy's Music Row Live Remotes. It is CMA Fest week.
To be fair, I am pregnant here. So, like, if I wasn't pregnant, we'd probably be kicked out by now.
Probably so, but that's fine. So, this next person that we're going to talk to, Dustin Lynch. Travis Denning told us that we need to ask him about his pool game.
Oh, they had a fun night last night, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Stay Country shirt on now?
Yeah, I actually just got home this morning, and this is one of our new ones. This is like the sample.
Oh. Definitely don't lean back and get all the glitter on it.
You see who's on the back?
I saw the back. It was cool.
That's one of my buddies that I write a lot of songs with. Cool. And this was when he was he was 19 years old, I think, at like some emo fest or something. And he's got a mullet before mullets were cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I was like, we got to put that on a shirt this year. So
I love it.
But the hat you're wearing's not from your line.
No, this is Happy Dad. Have you ever had a Happy Dad?
I don't even know what that is.
My dad's pretty happy. No? Yeah.
It's a hard seltzer.
Yeah. Okay. That's something that I need to try because I'm a seltzer girly. Brittany doesn't like seltzers.
I don't like seltzers.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll try it out.
I'm going to have to try those. Yeah. We were told to ask you how your pool game was last night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How'd it go?
Fair.
How did it go?
I made a few. We made money.
Don't lie to us.
Made a few. We made money. I'm not a great pool player. Yeah. I'm more of a dart guy. For doing the game. But yeah, me and Travis stayed up way past our bedtime.
That's what we heard.
I was actually behaving. I went back to my bus. We were down in Augusta, Georgia at a charity event. I went back to my bus, was literally getting in bed and got a text. Hey, we're at such and such house. Come on.
Yeah.
And when I read it, I thought it was something I was supposed to be at. So I got back out of bed, put my clothes back on, got in the golf cart, drove back across to this event, what I thought was an event. It was just them drinking, playing pool. I'm like,
aren't you glad you went, though?
Bed. No.
No?
I'm not glad I went. I was ready for bed.
I guess not. Now he's talking smack about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what he's doing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A little bit.
Don't remember if he played pool.
He said he did a lot of drinking.
Yeah, I think he was behind the bar.
Yeah. So. Good for him, though. I'm here for that.
No doubt.
I love it. So what do you have going on right now? What's on deck? What are you doing for CMA Fest?
This week's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Today I'm just having fun. I'm getting to play pickleball. I'm getting to tape a podcast, and then I've got a surprise birthday party at Topgolf.
Oh,
for a buddy of mine. Actually my flight instructor. So that's today. And then tomorrow I'm chilling, probably at the farm, just hanging out.
Yeah.
I need some rest.
So you're learning to fly?
Yeah, I have my pilot's license.
Oh my god.
Oh wow,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so my instructor ended up he's a Delta pilot, but I started when the world shut down, he wasn't flying for Delta. So he's like, hey, I can train you how to fly. So we became big buds, and it's his birthday today. So
you bought a plane yet?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it makes dinner dates a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
For sure.
If somebody was like, hey, do you want to go out? I'll take you on my plane. I would be like,
let's go get dinner.
Right.
Yes, I would be like, let's get married.
It's quite the card to play.
Lock that up real quick. So we play a game with everybody. It's called Burning Questions.
Let's go.
So
Burning Questions.
Yeah.
Emphasis on burning.
This better be good.
Well, depends what you
it better
pick.
Be burning.
Yeah.
This is nice handwriting. What is the weirdest interaction you've ever had with a fan? We used to have a mom and daughter that would follow us around pretty aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
In some kind of way, they would always figure out what hotel rooms we had. This is before I had like a shower on my bus and everything. So we'd have to go to hotels to shower before and after shows. And one of the times we got in after a show, we were showering and opened the door back out, and they had brought us a bunch of food, and it just was sitting. I mean, very nice gesture.
Yeah.
But very weird that they knew what room we were showering in and cooked us a bunch of food.
Did you eat the food?
Yes, we did. We were starving.
Thank God it wasn't poison.
We thought about that, but it was worth it. It was back in the day when we were just tired of Taco Bell after the show. So.
I gotcha.
I feel that.
That was probably that. Like having food delivered to hotel rooms in random cities throughout the year is pretty weird.
Oh, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that would be kind of strange, but I would eat the food as well.
Can you just, I don't know. I can't imagine just following people around and putting food at their doorsteps at hotels.
To each their own, I guess.
Hell of a gesture.
Yeah.
Hell of a gesture. I'll take it.
Well, we appreciate your time. We're going to send you with a shot glass and a sticker.
God knows I need that.
Yeah.
And a sticker.
Yeah. Maybe they'll help your pool game if you take a couple of shots.
I love
you
that. You know, we have a bar on stage that we have a lot of stickers on. This will fit perfectly.
Yes.
You have to send us a picture once you put it on.
Good
there.
Call.
Yeah.
Y'all need to come to a show and put it on yourself.
We're here.
I've actually never seen you live, so I would love to.
Let's fix
and
it.
I want to sing Mackenzie Porter's part because I'm a musician.
Perfect.
Look, call me anytime.